Have you ever had a hard time believing something the Bible says about Jesus Christ? The virgin birth, healing the blind, walking on water, raising the dead? There are many things about Jesus' story that challenge our reason. As a result, sometimes we try to force fit our big God into a box of our own understanding, or believe we need to suspend our logic and reason to be a Christian. The Apostle Paul had to address the resurrection of Jesus. A good number of the members of the Corinthian church did not believe in the possibility of the dead coming back to life. Ironically, Paul used a style of writing popular with philosophers to make a logical argument, proving the reality of the resurrection. He began by quoting evidence, including eyewitness testimony of Christ being seen after his death. In his conclusion, Paul stated, "But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." Paul saw the resurrection as foundational to our faith and a reason for our hope. Yet he also understood it was a hard thing to believe. This was why he was so meticulous in putting together a logical argument for the more skeptical Christians in Corinth. Apart from God, resurrection is illogical, but with God, it is possible because God can do all things. Resurrection still stretches the imagination. However, we serve a supernatural God who is powerful beyond description. Paul did not want his audience to disregard their logical minds or try to fit God into their preconceived notions of logic. Rather, he wanted them to use their minds to explore a greater reality. In this season of Epiphany, we are challenged to see and encounter the God revealed in Jesus Christ. The truth is, Jesus disrupts our belief because he is greater than we can possibly imagine. We cannot wrap our minds around his love, his power, and the lengths he is willing to go in order to redeem humanity. I pray that you would allow God to renew your mind and awaken you to the ways of his reality. I'm Kara Garrity, Speaking of Life.
Thanks for watching GCI's Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.